Coming to you from Cary, North Carolina, and Jackson, Michigan, it's the Get Options Podcast with your hosts Adam Silver and Kyle Maurer. This is the show where your WordPress questions are given some serious and not so serious options. And here they are.
Why, hello, and welcome to episode 46 of the Function Get Option Podcast, the irreverent, fun advice show with your life with WordPress. I'm Adam Silver with my buddy, my co-patriot, my pal, Mr. Kyle Maurer. Say hi, Kyle.
Hi, Kyle. What's up, dude?
I am...
You are up.
I'm up.
That's what matters.
I'm vertical because, let me tell you, 43 minutes ago, I was not.
Happy you're here with me.
Yeah.
That just makes my morning.
Aw. Yeah. I got in really late last night. Plane was delayed like 3 times. Finally got on. And I came in from WordCamp Miami.
Right, the big one, the 10-year anniversary of WordCamp Miami.
Yeah.
And it sounds like it was pretty epic.
It was, and not only was it epic, they also had a record attendance as far as attendees, not all at once, but they did some math and some numbers, and Dave Bissett said they had over 1,000 people that attended during the 3-day camp.
That's amazing.
Really is.
Yeah, that is pretty huge.
It's a testament to a volunteer-based organization.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. It's very rare for city-based WordCamps, like non-regional ones like US or Europe or something.
You know, and I didn't talk to David much, but I did talk to Syed Balki about that because he helped, you know, kind of get things off the ground there years and years ago, 7-8 years ago, with sponsorships and kind of set the precedent for how certain things in camps work and how Foundation kind of looks at stuff for that. So it's very interesting. You know, it really was. Yeah, it was a good camp. It really, really was.
I think it was your first time attending that.
First in Miami, There was a lot of firsts. So like the badge I had said first year attendee, some people have been going all 10 years, but they've never been in any other camp.
That's crazy.
And
wow.
People said, so why only the first one I go? Just I used to live on the West Coast. And the conversation was like, oh, what other camps have you gone to? I go, this year? This is the third camp in 4 weeks for me.
Oh, that's crazy. I haven't even been to a single WordCamp this year.
I know.
I don't think.
Yeah.
But I'll get my share.
Yeah. It was good though. It was good. I mean, I met some new people really, really when the survey comes out and, you know, there's that one checkbox that says deep in relationships. If I can give that like a double answer. Yeah. I mean, that was really my takeaway. Mm-hmm. One of the takeaways for me was really did deepen some relationships. Made some new ones, but really deepened some new ones. I mean, so some existing ones. And one of those people of all was Triple J.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. We talked at length and stuff. Yeah. Really, really just a good guy. We've talked about it before. And, you know, I know you know him. And I know he works for Sandhills. And we actually ended up talking. We did talk a little bit about Pippin and his parents and the apple orchard.
Right.
I know.
That was sad and crazy. Crazy.
Right. So so much for the cider for the season, you know, I mean.
Right. I guess since you brought it up, it's probably important to explain. The other day, Pippin jumped into Slack real quick and just said, got to run. Parents' house is on fire.
Right.
We're all like, what?
Yeah.
There was a huge prairie fire that was miles and miles wide in their area. Everything was super dry, I guess, and I think arson is suspected, or maybe even confirmed at this point. I don't know, but his dad barely got out, and everything mostly turned out okay. I don't think the fire was intense enough to like burn down any buildings on their property, but. He sent pictures and it just looked like a mess. Like all the foliage, all the grass and trees, everything was just destroyed.
Scorched.
Crazy.
Yeah. I was going to say also one thing, WordCamp Miami, the unfortunate aspect of camp was the day before, was the bridge collapse at FIU, which was the venue for WordCamp. So, Florida International University, beautiful campus. And there was concern. I mean, a lot of people who I know, Tessa and, you know, people, volunteers, they were there day early setting up and getting things ready. And they drove under that bridge, you know, 4 times that day. So again, in Slack, in the WordCamp Miami Slack channel, there was, people checking in, Michelle Scholl, you know, was there early, marking themselves as safe. Yeah. So it was, and then of course, then traffic was just a bear for that aspect of it and getting on campus. And, like, and Uber couldn't find me for 35 minutes. It was just kind of because we couldn't get to people. It was just weird.
Wow.
Yeah. It was very tragic. You know, the loss of life, it's never a good thing, obviously.
No. So, yeah. That's amazing. Well, I'm glad everybody for WordCamp was safe.
Yeah. And WordCamp was safe and the camp went well and the talks were great. They had 70 speakers at this camp.
Holy cow! That's a lot of speakers.
Well, they did a kids camp. You know, they do that as well. So
right.
They go all in. They're all in.
Yeah, they are leaders when it comes to WordCamps.
They're actually.
You and I are WordCamp organizers ourselves, and we try and push the limits and stuff.
It comes down to really, you know, having an amazing team. I mean, not that our teams respectively weren't amazing, but I mentioned after 2016 that I wanted to maybe double. I wanted to pick up. The scope of WordCamp in Los Angeles. I was thinking, you know, 650, 700, and kind of just double it because LA's big. Why not? Well, the reason why not is you don't have the volunteer infrastructure. Just you have to get people to really want to step up to help. You can't just That's be true. Five people. And 10 people, it could have happened, but there was some pushback, I thought. So I just let it go. You know, you have to let it go.
Yeah.
So anyway.
Well, cool.
What's new with you?
Nothing quite as exciting. In fact, probably the opposite. While we were gone, we spent for about 8 or 9 days, we babysat one of our nephews who's 12 years old. And I got to tell you, like, I didn't even realize. This came as a wake-up call to me. I didn't know just how boring I am until we had to watch a 12-year-old for
a week,
for more than a week.
Oh,
I'm good at entertaining our 6-month-old.
Yeah. You're the rock star.
Oh man, I've got it down. Like, I can get her giggling, and she's super fun.
Is that her in the background?
12-year-old boy.
Is that her in the background?
That might be. Yeah, probably. It's probably not Ashley. But you never know. But man, it made me just appreciate. Like, I am super dull. I am one of the most boring people ever, I guess. And I feel like I owe an apology to our listeners. And
well, you know, you're Uncle Kyle, but you know, you have time to become the cool Uncle Kyle.
I'm going to work on that. Yeah. I'm going to work on that for the sake of my nieces and nephews and for the sake of our listeners.
Yeah.
And henceforth, I'm going to be interesting and not so boring.
And maybe go back to school, give up writing code, and learn something of use. like color theory.
Contribute to society. That's right. What I'm going to do.
Right, there you go.
I'm not going to be like so lame.
You're not boring. He's boring. He doesn't know what he has there. The plethora of knowledge that you could share, the wisdom of, you know, the loop. He has no clue.
Right.
Yeah. Right. I'm taking your side on this one, buddy.
Well, thanks. Thanks, man.
Hey, can
that means a lot.
I was going to tell you one more thing about WordCamp Miami. Can I share?
Yeah, you can share.
I mean, it was a heck of a camp. So, Matt Mullenweg showed up. He did an interview. Well, Triple J did an interview with Matt. There's no keynote. It was kind of sold that way, but it wasn't really a keynote. It wasn't no state of the word. It wasn't any of that, you know. It went really, really well. It was very interesting to hear Matt's story for those who didn't know and, you know, when he started and whatnot. And before that, you know, I saw him in the vendor area and he came up, said hi, and we talked a little bit about the interview that he did with me 3 months ago, you know, went well, et cetera. And then later that day at the after party, I'm sitting down after dinner and just kind of hanging out by myself, just sitting there with one other person, and he sits down next to me. We start talking. And he's eating his dinner, and then we finish that, and says, "Hey, Adam, want to go play pool?" I'm like, "Okay, Matt."
Awesome.
The best part was we're playing. So it ended up being me and Matt, but we ended up doing pairs. So I played with Ed, Matt played with Claudia, and they were both with Pressable.
Cool.
But then the joke was, as we're playing and people are watching, and it's a little surreal, you know, one aspect, but people are watching. It was great. And also, by the way, at the dinner, what I want to tell you was I told him about our segments, about the unordered list. And I told him about the one that you asked me. Oh, you'll love this. I said about the one you asked me about, name as many names of releases. And all I came up with one. He only came up with one also.
What? No.
In 30 seconds, it's stress. You don't expect it to come up. You're like, yeah. So.
Oh, come on.
Yeah.
You're pulling my leg.
No, I'm serious. But he loved the idea. I said, we may have to have him on to play along one game, one week.
That would be a treat.
That would be great. Sure. But I told him about that one. I said, you know, on our list, or I said in queue, you know, and then the other one was the vague rant up, which was also good.
Yeah. But, are you good at pool?
Oh, so here's the best part. So so we go to play pool, and I have like bowling. I have my moments. Like anything else, I did that as a kid, and in college. I played a lot of pool back in college, and I didn't know where I was going to go. I didn't know which way it was going to go. So he breaks, and it's my turn. And I almost run the table. I'm just dropping ball after ball after ball. It was great. And they're like, "Oh my gosh, he's a total, you know, he's just he's a total, what's it called?
A shark?
A shark? Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm like, no. So then I missed one, and then you know we end up. Oh, then the joke was that we were playing for companies. Like, if I win, I get automatic.
Oh jeez.
He wins, he gets kitchen sink. Yeah. So kitchen sink is now Matt's. We end up losing because I'm blaming the pressable team. Those two. They couldn't hold their own. Matt and I could hold our own, but actually Claudia did a great job. She had an amazing shot, which actually ended up winning the game for them. So
yeah.
It was a lot of fun. We had a lot of fun, but it was cool. So
that's super cool.
That's the story for that. But the fact that I think the first six balls, boom, boom, just I was just cruising around. I was in the zone. And I was nailing them. So yeah,
I love it.
All right, let's move it on. What else? We have to do a news section here. Is that right?
I was going to say in work related updates, yeah. We've got a sale going this week that I want to. Like end of winter sale. So all of our websites, easydigitaldownloads.com, restrictcontentpro.com, affiliatewp.com, sugarcalendar.com,
differenceplugins.com. Yeah.
All of them running a end of winter sale. Oh. So it's pretty sweet.
Oh, and speaking of Easy Digital Downloads, the podcast that came out today for Kitchen Sink was an Easy Digital Download review and installation and use. And because I actually used it for... To offer the text of my keynote, not my keynote, the text from my email templates that I use for that I mentioned in my keynote at WordCamp Greenville.
Right. Yeah.
I don't think we talked about that.
Yeah. One of these days, I'm gonna have to like check that show out.
Oh wow!
And also,
link in the show notes.
Our friend Brian Hogg and I are doing a webinar on Wednesday.
Oh, cool.
About marketing WordPress plugins.
Oh.
So you can go to like. crowdcast.com/e/marketing for WordPress. And
that's the same day the show comes out.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. So, Wednesday, March 21st. And you can watch the recording after. But okay. I've already got like 54 RSVPs and a bunch of questions coming in. So it's going to be a lot of people talking about how you market WordPress plugins.
But real quick, what time is that at? I'm just curious.
3 p.m.
Eastern.
Yeah.
Okay. So if you're listening to the show the morning it comes out, you could still go and sign up. And I will put a link in the show notes when I do that. I'm going to edit this today, tomorrow. So
that's a good plan. That's a good plan. Yeah.
Okay. All right. I think that's it for that. And I think we have some news to talk about, right?
Yes.
This is the point at which we do talk about everything that's new.
All right. Okay. So that's our, I love that. So, you got the first one?
Yeah.
First piece of
Hello, Dolly.
Do that one. Yeah. Do we want to mention that other one or no?
Well, maybe. Yeah.
Okay. Why not? Why not? So I found out that the Woo Ninja mascot. From Woo Themes, Woo, you know, that automatic owns. The mascot of the ninja is going away, or is gone, technically. What do you think about that?
So, I think about this here.
Yes.
So this, really think carefully
okay.
about why this is news. A ninja disappeared. Okay? This is news?
I'm sorry. That's awesome.
I kind of thought that was their thing.
I might actually be crying. All right. I'm going to make it together.
Yeah. Whew. Okay.
That's good. right, I'm good. I'm good, people. I'm back.
Good.
But do we want to talk about why it's disappeared?
It's a ninja. Yeah. Okay. Let's. I think that's why.
Okay. So. I think I'm going to actually mention the other potential reason is because of what's it called? Insensitivity to a potential race.
Really?
Yes.
Like cultural appropriation?
Cultural appropriation. Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Okay.
That's what I'd heard. Yeah. So, yeah, it's still, you know, still woo, just no more longer woo ninja. That's all.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's kind of like what happens in baseball teams and football teams. I mean, the Cleveland Indians are losing their mascot, but they're still called the Cleveland Indians, right? So there's
right,
that type of thing.
Right.
It's funny. You know, it's not funny. I find it fascinating that all this is happening. And it does make sense in many, many places. I never even thought about it that way. On the Woo Ninja side of things, but
I've never
then
really
again,
thought about it for ninjas. I mean, there's WP Ninja's brand, which is a very established brand with a ninja formed product.
But you never see them anywhere, any conferences either.
Yes, you do.
See what I did there?
Oh, okay. All right.
You go.
Jeez,
you set it up. I took it.
Yep.
And he shoots.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that's an interesting move for the WooCommerce team. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. And then the other thing you had that you put in there was, I read all about this as well. So,
So I think that the WPI Tavern, Jeff Chandler wrote an article about how some lyrics in Hello Dolly are insensitive to women or degrading to women when taken out of context. So, as you know, Hello Dolly plugin has existed in WordPress for forever. It's super simple. You activate it, and in your admin, upper right corner of your dashboard, you'll see on every page load different lyrics taken from the Hello Dolly song.
Mm-hmm.
But some people don't know the song, and so those are just phrases in the upper right corner of the dashboard with no context.
And I think the two lines were like, "Find me a knee," or
"Find her an empty lap."
Find her an empty lap and sit on my knee or something like that. There's two.
Yeah. Something like that. So I guess it makes sense out of context. And the article is, kind of interesting.
Yeah.
And then I read the comments.
Yeah,
and
of course.
I was like, Tavern comments.
Yeah, and exactly. Right. And then the kicker on that is, you know, I mean, a lot of people use that plugin as the first thing to look at in the fork and to look at how it's made and what it does. I did. I forked it. I did instead of Hello Dolly, I did Hello Deli.
Yeah, Hello Christmas, right. And that was reasonably popular with like Christmas song lyrics.
Yeah. So just so people don't know, Hello Deli is an homage to Joey Tribbiani from Friends. So you get subs and sandwich names in the upper right hand corner.
Hello Dolly, I think, is kind of cool as a good example of something simple, and it makes developing a plugin seem less intimidating. And I've always kind of liked it for that. It took me a few years to really figure out why this thing existed. But once I got into plugin development, I was like, oh, this is just kind of an example.
Right.
Like, oh, plugin development is easy. It doesn't need to be complicated. It's not so intimidating. I can fork Hello Dolly and make something and get my feet wet. And I appreciate it for those reasons. So, but apart from the topic at hand, the comments really got me thinking. And I did leave a comment on the article. And from now on, one of the things I'm committing to doing more often is leaving positive comments on Tavern articles. Try and contribute in a positive way. Thank Jeff and Sarah for writing good articles and bringing these topics up. And just like, I don't know, encourage a little more positive, open discourse. And there's a lot of negativity in those comments. And a lot of people that just when I read these comments just make me a little bit irritated.
You might want to save this for vague rant up.
I could so rant about people's attitudes in these articles. Why do you feel so compelled to share your anger? Here, keep it to yourself, folks.
Okay.
All right.
All right. Okay. So yeah, we'll link to that in the show notes as well. If people want to go leave a positive review that or a comment and be supportive of just the reporting that Jeff's doing, that'd be great. Yeah. Anyway, so conversation's fine, but sometimes things get out of hand. So
that's true.
All right. Next segment is it's over here. It's this one, I think. Yeah, it's this. Right. This is where we talk about people on the move, people changes in mm-hmm. In their work environments. So we have two of them. I know both companies. Okay, so I'll do the first one, but you can mention it. Tyler Lau joined Sandhills Development. Man, that Sandhills is growing.
Yeah.
Who's Tyler? Oh, yeah. What's he doing for you guys?
Tyler is awesome, man. He is a very exciting new member of the team. He has been with us for a little while on like a contractor basis, but only recently, within the past couple of weeks, became a employee. And he does some of our social media. He's helping me with some marketing projects and doing some support and a variety of things. And he, at our last team meetup, he was our chef because he's an amazing cook. He's an old acquaintance of Pippin's and kind of got involved somehow last year. But anyway, he's a very talented guy and loves going to events and is getting into the community for the first time. So if you see him at a conference, you know, he'll be at some here in the near future. You got to talk to him because you're going to love this
cool.
guy.
Very cool.
Tyler's amazing.
Nice. And there's also another one was Cassandra Aguilera joins DigiSavvy. So I know DigiSavvy. That's Alex Vazquez's company.
Right.
He's a good friend from Southern California. Mm-hmm. I don't know who Cassandra is, but I read the little, I guess she's joining him to do, marketing intern.
Yeah.
Yeah. Very cool.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
So
I'm happy. Growing too.
Yeah. That's awesome. I mean, I couldn't be happier for Alex that, you know, like anything else, it's, you know, you expand, you shrink, you know, but I'm happy to hear that he's growing as well. So
cool.
Very cool. Awesome. It's okay. Anyone else moving? Have I got any other job offers? Oh, I'll mention that maybe. I might mention that next week.
Yeah, I'm sure you will.
I know. I'm serious.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not the WordCamp Miami recap of what Adam happened to Adam at the one episode. I got to spread it out.
Okay, sure.
So I'm just saying. Right. So, okay. Yeah. All right. Moving on now to. That's right. What you're wearing, what you're cleaning, what you're drinking, what you're wearing, what you're reading, what you're Yes, what you wearing, what you're drinking, what you're reading now. What you wearing, what are you drinking, what are you reading, Kyle?
Right now, I'm sporting my WordCamp Dayton 2015 t-shirt.
Wow.
The WordCamp where we met.
Mm-hmm. I told that story a few times this past weekend. Yeah. I love that story. You don't love it as much as I do. My version of the story is hilarious. I know.
So, sure.
Okay. Yeah. So you said Dayton, and you have your hoodie from Chicago.
Chicago.
Okay.
Right.
And what you drinking?
I just finished my mug of coffee.
Nice.
Probably had too much already this morning.
Clearly.
And I'm almost done with Malcolm Gladwell's David and Goliath.
Yeah, right on. I am wearing, I'm doing WordCamp US, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
2016, and I'm drinking coffee out of a WordCamp Minneapolis St. Paul awesome mug that Michelle Schulper brought to US for me, actually. Mm-hmm. And I'm still reading Deep Work. I haven't read it since last week. I don't know Deep Work, the other one. Looking right at it. It's a Cal Newport book. I can't think of the name. It's like behind me. It's under some stuff. So gotta get that done this week because the library books are due. Yeah, I'm just the Cal Newport reading stuff. Yeah. Right.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I could use another cup of coffee. Like I said, I had like 4 hours of sleep. So.
Yeah.
All right. So, hey, Kyle, do you know what time it is?
Is it time to rally our defense and apply our smothering full court press in the last ditch effort to turn this thing around?
Nope. That's right, people. It's questions time. You sent them in. We read them. We researched them. And now it's time to give you some options. You ready, Kyle? You ready? We got two questions and a new segment. And question number one is, I'm going to ask you first. This is from Pat Robertson at a meetup. Look at what I did there. I said the name first.
Ooh, yeah. Points to you.
Thank you. I'm a writer. What can I do to grow my list of email subscribers?
Cool.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yep.
Yeah. Fun, Pat. Everybody knows at this point that, like, if you want to succeed, you gotta use your list. You gotta do the whole email marketing thing.
Right. And I've got some great options here, but I'll give you one. You take one first, and we'll go back and forth.
Your email list, it is kind of like a child or a pet if you don't have children. It needs food to grow, and it's always hungry. You must feed it more emails. So anywhere you can get an email address, you must throw caution to the wind and just put it on your list. If you get CC'd on one of those forwarded emails and you can see a bunch of contacts there, just like take those emails, feed them to your list. Grow the list. It needs more emails. If you see business cards on a corkboard at your local espresso lounge, you need to take all of those business cards and put the emails on your list, because your list must grow. Anywhere you see emails, take them.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, I'm actually right there with you. I think you forgot one thing. You said the espresso thing. I suggest going to restaurants, and when you see, or delis, anything, if they had that fishbowl to enter for a free lunch, take all of those cards out.
Oh, right.
And just take them and enter every single one of those cards. That's what they're there for. That's what I think they're there for. That's how my list has gotten so big. And, you know, and it makes and it helps if you move across the country and they don't know you, all the better. Because you keep going back to the same places in your hometown, it gets a little awkward. So I just take all those cards out. The other one is, you can also just do this, you know, as you're sending out holiday cards to your family, specifically family, also add them to your email list.
Oh, good. Yeah.
I mean, they get family, a card, they get an email.
Old friends, old neighbors.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. They might be interested in your services. You never know.
And if they're not, they aren't worth keeping in the family.
If they're not going to buy from you, they're no family or friend of yours.
Right. So there's that. So do you have another option there? I think I might call this the laughter episode. Laughter is the best medicine. I'm thinking that's what this is.
That's good. Yeah. I was worried the way you sounded when you first got up this morning that it wouldn't be.
It was
very
not
positive.
It wasn't pretty. And that's rare for me. I usually do. You know, I'm usually a morning person, but yeah, I need some sleep. All right. So, what other options do you have?
I have met a lot of marketers, and I'm not accusing Pat of anything, but I've met a lot of marketers and small business owners who definitely think about email subscribers the wrong way.
Absolutely.
Like, I don't like you, like wanting to get lucky on the first date, you know, that kind of
see that coming.
Yeah. People who want to take without giving, people who want to be able to play an instrument without ever practicing. They want to get customers without first delivering value. It just doesn't work that way.
Are you reading my notes? Are you literally reading my notes? Because I'm like, this is
not... Oh shoot, I'm reading your notes. Dang it, man. Yeah. Okay, well then you read my notes.
Okay, so you know, clearly what Kyle wants you to do is offer valuable content and offer valuable content because you're the expert in that community and niche. Simple as that. You know, if you're a blogger, blog consistently. You know, reach out to those people and provide the value that's going to help them, that they're going to want to subscribe to your email newsletter or your blog posts.
Right.
That's the option. Yeah. That's the, you know, and be consistent. You know,
yeah. Make a newsletter that you would subscribe to.
Right.
That's it, man.
Well, yeah. Okay. I mean, it is a family show, but still, yeah. Okay.
Well. To get subscribers, you don't want to trick them into anything. Right. You have to make them want to be on your list.
Yep.
And so one of the first things worth thinking about is, for a writer like Pat, is there's two parts to growing your email list. And the first part, which maybe is assumed here, is you actually have to have people coming to your site.
Mm-hmm.
So if you don't have a problem there, lots of people are coming, fantastic. Let's talk about how to get those people coming onto your list. But if you have the other problem where people aren't coming, then you're probably wasting energy worrying too much about how to make people convert to your list. You might need to grow your traffic first. So something to think about, you need traffic first before you can convert anybody. But when it comes to converting them, getting a new visitor to your site to actually throw your email, throw their email at you. Well, a couple things to think about. One is don't just say subscribe to our newsletter.
What?
Which I see everywhere.
We've all been guilty of it, though. When you first start out, you don't know.
You don't know. Like, well, you know, people are going to give me their email. They're going to be super interested. They're going to love this post so much that they're just going to say, take my email. No, it doesn't work that way. If you just have a form in your sidebar or footer or somewhere on the site that says subscribe, guess how many people will subscribe?
Your mom, your dad. Maybe your kids. Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah. Right.
If you're real lucky. So that doesn't work. What you have to do is explain what they'll receive, maybe even how often, and entice them. Make them want to give you that email. Like, ooh, I'm going to get something in return for putting my email here and hitting a button. I'm getting something back that I actually want.
Right. Right.
Okay. Just a newsletter. Like, nobody cares about newsletters. Nobody wants newsletters if you just say subscribe to my newsletter. So that will always perform well, perform poorly. I mean, you need to offer some sort of incentive. Commonly these things are like discounts. That's something that we do. You know, you subscribe to our list. You know, we'll automatically send you a discount code that you can use on our store.
Right.
You know, or ebooks are really common as giveaways. If you're a writer, maybe this is right up your alley. Put together something, maybe a curation of some of your top posts. Maybe you even made one, Adam. Put together an ebook of like your 100 tips and tools of the week.
Right. After I did 200 episodes, I culled together the top 100 and 101. Right.
Right. And Dustin, our friend, has put together an ebook like this before, just like a list of top plugins.
His favorite premium plugins. Yep.
Right. And those are great. Just give that away in exchange for an email. Some sites, you know, maybe give away a free ticket or something to a live stream or maybe a template. This could be your success. Like you're an agency and you give away your proposal template that has worked for you, or you're some kind of a writer and you give away a template you've used for writing great articles or writing something that gets published on you know, on whatever, Huffington Post, you know, my strategy for getting you know, some kind of success or syndication.
It's that give and take. You know, people, you have to give something away to get them to want to be part of your system as well.
What tools have you used to succeed in growing your list?
So, I mean, the podcast for me is the platform. I did have the old school to subscribe to stay connected to when a new post would go up, and my posts are podcasts. So that worked for one thing. To grow it, like you said, I just actually, as I hit episode 200 about 3 months ago, I made that little ebook, had that done up. And so the tools I use were I'm using Optin Monster, actually.
Great choice. That's first on my list.
And I'm also using AWeber. So that goes to AWeber. And then I actually made it a sequence. So you have to opt in. So you put in your email address, double opt in just for the, you know, the can't spam act. And then you get the link to the download the PDF. And then you get a couple of follow-up emails. Just real subtle. Just checking in. Have any questions for me is like the first one. What's the second one? I forgot the second email already. And then the third one is, here are some more tools, a couple more resources I used actually to run my business side of things. you know, Pipedrive, Calendly, and that's it. Just, you know, just a campaign. I'm actually going to expand on that. So if someone, clicks on one of those within AWeber, you can tag it and have them kind of go into another funnel, then follow up with them on that question.
Funnel. Yeah.
That's the key. You want to offer value, keep them engaged, but not spam, right? Mm. And it takes some thought, it takes some process. And then once you figure out that plan and that map, I mean, I use a whiteboard for this. You know, then you just have to put in the time to figure out that text, that copy, and then the process to do it. Again, not hard. It takes a little bit of time. But then, you know, that's how you can grow that list, you know, organically with integrity. Wow, that was deep.
Yeah. I think keeping people subscribed is maybe like an underappreciated discussion too. Because once you get the subscriber, that's not the end. Yeah, we're not done here. That's only the beginning.
It's like having a website, right? Once you have your website, people are like, I have a website. I'm good to go. Nope. That's why I'm doing a webinar, actually a live in-person thing, actually, at the co-working space in 2 weeks. It's called the proper care and feeding, the proper care, feeding, and growth of your web, of your website, not just WordPress, but any website. People have a website, they think they're done. And you're not done. That's just a piece of the overall marketing potential strategy.
Yeah. Once you've got them subscribed, keeping them subscribed, preventing them from unsubscribing, or engaging them enough to the point where they may buy from you or engage you further, that's a whole different conversation and probably worthy of a follow-up question if you're interested.
Right. Yeah. Very cool. All right. How do we want to do this next one? Are we good with that? I think we're good with that one. I think it makes sense. If you have any, if you want more information on that one, Pat. Oh, and actually, last thing, I just thought about it. With the name of Pat Robertson, you must have one heck of a parishioner list.
See? Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
All right. Amen. Okay.
Hallelujah. Yeah.
God bless. All right. I'm sorry. This is awesome. I am so happy to be here. I really am. I mean, I'm not even saying that like, well, maybe a little sarcastic.
I can tell. I think you're going to pass out.
Maybe.
You're just going to crash.
I mean, at this point, I'm like, for some reason, after 4 hours of sleep, I'm now slap happy, you know?
Oh, jeez. Okay, right. Perfect.
Right. This, the new show, the Slap Happy Show. Slap at him.
Well, this next question is really going
to I'm trying to. I know how you want me to answer this, but I'm not sure how, if I can. Oh, maybe I can. Maybe I'll do. I can do this. Okay, I can make part of it work the way you want. Okay, so
I believe in you.
Okay, so this question was sent in by Casey Green, and so as in the past, we've gotten questions that seem to be auto-botted. I'll call them. You know, just a sales pitch, if you will, not a question, but a sales pitch.
Mm.
So with that in mind, in a world where questions were, "Hey there, Adam Silver, Get Options is a great sounding show. Honest, I've listened. I am impressed." See, I don't know if I can keep going that way.
Yeah,
Kyle wanted to
get the idea.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. So this is kind of a fun, very long question. I don't know if we need to subject our listeners to the entire question.
Okay. Let me do it this way. I will go back to a nice little fallback. So I'm going to go back to this. That's right. I'm writing to see if I can help some of you. My name is Kerry Green, and my business specializes in two simple things. We save you time by handling all the technical audio mumbo jumbo of your podcast, like editing, effects, metadata, and file posting. Number two, we help build your audience through SEO-rich show notes. My team does a stellar job of representing your episode content in powerful text. That includes social media blurbs you can schedule in your networks.
Okay.
All right, I think we're good there.
Yeah, and there's paragraphs more.
There's many more paragraphs. So the other option there was to do a voice for this. And I don't know if it's too long for an entire voice. No.
I think
the opening CNN voice right now of James Earl Jones is, "Thank you, so this is CNN." I think it's working just fine, right?
Yeah.
So I wanted to slow jam that, and I thought that was well. So thank you, Casey, for the
unsolicited question.
Unsolicited proposal.
Sure.
There we go.
Sure.
Do you think, do you think he's actually really listens?
No.
Okay. Here's the question. So here's the thing. If he really listens, he will follow up with an actual question, and then I will I'll reach out to see what they can really do and what their fees are. I put that out there to him. So, okay, Kerry Green. So go right ahead.
Yeah, you can win back our respect.
Yes, okay. All right, moving on to a new segment. This one's called Unpopular Opinions. This one Kyle came up with. It's called Pick. So he says, pick two things. I say like it's you. So Kyle wants me to say, I asked him, I was at the airport.
You're putting this on me. Come on.
A little bit. This is where we pick two things that we don't like or don't do that people wouldn't know. Things you keep to yourself because it's unusual. Okay, so I don't think I have one. I mean, you wrote two, so how do you want to do this? There's no music, there's no countdown, so...
You don't have one? You didn't even come up with one?
Unpopular options.
No, I mean, do you have an answer to the question?
Oh, I have one. I have one instead of... I'm trying to think of another one real quick, but I do have one, yes. For sure.
All right, yeah. Like you mentioned, this is us coming clean on some things people might not know.
And about us or
about us, the things that we like or dislike that maybe we keep to ourselves because it would be unpopular to share.
Oh, gotcha.
My first And this is a hard one to share, honestly.
Okay.
I've kept this to myself for years and years, never let on to anybody, but the truth is coming out now, right? You heard it here first. I'm getting this off my chest.
Okay.
I don't like GIFs. There.
Dun, dun, dun. Wow.
I don't like them. Yeah. I get very irritated by them when I see them in my Twitter feed or in Slack. People send GIFs and group text messages. I usually flip away fairly quickly. My favorite slash command is slash collapse, which hides all images and GIFs in a Slack feed. I feel like I'm going to get a seizure when I see them.
They irritate me a lot. I'm with you. When I get some, there are some, and especially like in iMessage, I'll get some, and I'll delete the tweet because I don't want to keep seeing it over. I think it's funny the first time I've seen it, and that's it.
Right.
You know,
a couple of seconds.
Right.
Like,
but to see it there all the time coming back in that
thing.
Right. Yeah. That's annoying. I'm with you.
I can't tolerate them. And I work with a lot of people who love GIFs. And there are a lot of Slack channels I'm in where it's like a competition to post the funniest GIF in response to everyone's message. And I just bounce out of those channels very quickly.
Yeah.
I got it off my chest. Now the world knows Kyle's a GIF hater. And I do pronounce it GIF. That's like a different thing. That's how I pronounce it. And I think it sounds better. So
yeah,
cool. Right.
So I got one. Okay.
All right. What you got?
I think this is in the right category. I don't like it when people lie about the most silliest thing that I think you don't have to lie about. Meaning, in this case, it's this: you go to a conference, we go to camps, and you say, "Do you have a business card?" And someone says, "Oh, I just ran out." The fact that they just ran out, like, it's just the body language. I just spot the lie. Just don't lie about it. You don't have them. If you truly run out, and I have run out, I'm like, oh, you know, actually, I don't have any with me. I ran out. Whatever. There's a different tone, completely different tone. I can just read that body language in a heartbeat. Like, oh, I just ran out. Like, my hands are up. Oh, I'm getting new designs. I call BS.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. I mean,
that never crossed my mind.
I know.
I'm so gullible.
Right? Yeah. I'm just not a fan. That's one of my things. I'm like, yeah. And I just probably think way too much about that. I always have. Yeah.
That's so funny. Never crossed my mind before.
Yeah.
I'm a sucker.
Yeah. There's just a body language. Watch for the body language. It's really, you know, yeah.
Yeah. That's why my list isn't huge, because people aren't giving me their business cards.
There's that.
That's what you do when they give you a card is you subscribe them immediately.
Immediately. Yeah. What's the other one?
I don't use Yoast.
Wow.
I know. I actually suck at SEO.
Oh, yeah.
In general.
Me too.
In fact, whenever I write, I can never bring myself to bother to do the SEO stuff. And on my personal sites that I'm in control of, I don't even install an SEO plugin.
I'm speechless. No, I mean, I'm not an SEO expert. People ask me about it, and as a WordPress educator, and I explain what it is and how to do it, parts of it. I have two resources that I contract to all the time for those two things. You know, and actually maybe a third one. I just met someone recently who may come on board to help us as a concierge WP as a third resource. But yeah, I hear you. I mean, I don't use it on my site either. And I don't use it for me or Kitchen Sink because it's a podcast. But I was told recently that my show notes could be more SEO rich. I'm like, all right, you say so. You know.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
I'm with you.
Okay. I know. It's weird. It feels, when I first started getting into this, actually, SEO was kind of my thing.
Hmm.
Like 7 years ago, maybe that was somewhat my specialty. And I was really studying. I mean, I was like subscribed to Matt Cutts, watching everything.
Yeah.
And that was my focus where I was working at the time, was optimizing everything. All the SEO stuff was totally my jam. And I've fallen away. Like we have had a falling out. Me and SEO, we're not really that close anymore.
That's like me and Joomla.
Yeah.
We dated for 3 weeks and now that didn't end well.
I feel bad. I feel sorry, and no disrespect to the wonderful SEO people in our lives, Angela and Sarah and Rebecca and all those other very talented people. They know their stuff. I respect
you. Which Sarah?
Both of them.
You mean Sarah Dunn?
Yeah.
I love dropping that name.
Yeah, she knows her stuff, definitely. And she's specializing in that, and I'm very excited about it. I think it's super cool.
Yep.
And and also, I wrote a stupid SEO song for a recent episode, and I feel so dumb about that.
All right. So my second one is, as you were talking, I was like, what is the other thing that is people wouldn't know and slightly embarrassing, I guess, is after 20 years, I think it's 20 years, Simpsons has been on TV.
Yeah.
I've never watched it.
Wow. How can you never even see it on accident?
Well, I've seen like snippets of it, and I know I know the sayings, and I know all the characters. I never have watched like an entire episode.
Wow. That's amazing.
It really is. I'm going to go back. I think I'm going to binge watch this weekend. All 20 years.
Oh my gosh.
I'm going to play it on 7 TVs simultaneously.
I already know that there's a long list of shows that I'm shocked you've never seen.
Name two more. Name two that you think I've never seen.
There are some. Okay, so you've never seen Lord of the Rings. There's some Star Wars.
What? Those are movies. I'm talking about TV shows.
Okay, TV shows. You've never watched Game of Thrones. Let's see. What else have you probably never seen?
It's too violent.
Yeah. You've probably never seen The IT Crowd. What else? I don't know. This is not a fun game.
Okay. Okay. maybe I'll have to enqueue those up for me next time.
Yeah, I guess.
We should do an enqueue for each other instead of just widely. Just a specialized list. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, there's my two things, and I think we should move on.
All right. I hope we didn't get a lot of unsubscribes because we've come clean about these things. I hope nobody's feelings are hurt.
I think transparency is the best way to go with it.
That's right. We're being honest. We're leaving everything out in the open for you, our dear listener. And we want to help you in the future. So send us your questions, please. We want questions about everything, about the struggles you're going through in your life. When you are finishing your workday and you're a little bit overwhelmed, like, I didn't get enough done today. What am I going to do to, get rid of this feeling and just cope with my life? Ask us questions about how we cope with the stress in our lives. Ask us questions about how you can be more productive during the day so you're not wrecked with guilt when you leave your desk at the end of the day.
That's deep.
Right?
Yeah. All right.
questions. That's what we want from you.
Where will they send those questions?
Golly. You need to send a letter to our mailing address.
Which is
not currently publicly available.
Right. Okay.
All right. But so you could also send us an email, questions at getoptionspodcast.com, or go to our website, getoptionspodcast.com, and leave us a voicemail or bombard us via the contact form, via the contact page, via the page on our website, which has the contact form on it.
Wow.
And throw questions in there.
Yep.
Yes. Okay. We will answer your questions.
And you can find us each online. Kyle's at Mr. Kyle Maurer over on Twitter. I'm over at Hey Adam Silver. And Twitter for Get Options is get_options. We'll see you next week. Goodbye.